I know yesterday I said I intended to have another day where I talked about our best day and having our best weekend, and I'm glad I didn't put my foot in my mouth. I feel very confident in saying we had our best weekend that we possibly could, going in with, you know, the, you know, some of the dings that we had, some of the bang-ups that we had with people on injury reserve. But, you know, we walked away on the women's side with the trophy, runner-up again, scoring 148 points, and I believe that's our highest point total in 7 years since 2016 or 2017, I believe, with some people on the IR that I think puts us from a 140-150 team to as high as a 200-point team. But more than anything, the people that went to the line this weekend did a phenomenal job. You want to talk about your best day and having the best day. Vera Sjoberg, you know, was lights out. Triple crown in the distance, winning the mile, winning the 3K, winning the 5K in very convincing fashion. She is absolutely the standard of our program. Also, Scholar Athlete of the Year a couple times over in the league. So when we talk about the standard of academics and athletic success and excellence, that's Vera 8 days out of the week. And she's just a phenomenal young person and just a joy to be around. And following up with her, after her field event performer of the week, Peace Omanzane was phenomenal, backing up her long jump win, not just a W in the triple jump, but a capital W, and getting a meet record, league record in the triple jump at, you know, 1270 plus. So hats off to her. Someone that should have got his flowers, but he didn't, I want to shout out Shimizu, true freshman out of Canada, that was fourth in the 800. He was probably like one race decision away from probably being runner-up, but getting fourth in the 800 and also being the 800 leg on the runner-up DMR was phenomenal. So to me, he's our rookie of the meet there. And then someone that didn't get an award but had one hell of a weekend, Freddie Collins, you know, having his league debut his season debut in the 5K, kind of getting runner-up yesterday, and then in convincing fashion, breaking down the entire field the last 400 meters and walking away with a league record and league championship in the 3K. The boys in the 3K were there as well, did a phenomenal job. Foster Malik, who in my opinion, you know, my biased opinion, was actually the performer of the meet on the men's side, winning the mile, getting third in a really, really dominant 3K field. And then after that, being a leg on both silver medal relays in the 4x8 yesterday and the DMR tonight. Also on the 4x8, he had the fastest split of the meet, 148. Awesome job there. The women's throwers came back with a vengeance, Juliana Nicuzzi and Ellie Roan getting fifth and seventh, outkicking the coverage there. Horizontal jumpers showed up again along with Peace. You had Peace up at the top, but Emma Lawrence, former champion in the triple jump, stepping up big time after being banged up this year, getting runner up there, and Asia stepped up again in the triple jump. So the horizontal ladies showed up again, I think getting 20 plus points. 800 was, excuse me, phenomenal efforts there. Kate Edenson was a little bit of a disadvantage in positioning earlier, but closed really, really hard, getting a silver medal. And cool thing about Kate, you know, she wasn't even at this meet last year. So it's not about where you're at, but it's, you know, where you're going and what your mentality is. And she brought a great mentality. Kelsey Niglio, Olivia Dodds in there in the 800. And, you know, people that I got to give their flowers to. Dakota was barely a thousandth of a second away from defending his 60-meter dash crown. So really tight runner performance there. But the thing I liked about his race, he's got a better race model this year than he did last year, which is going to set up for a great 100-meter campaign outdoors. Uchenna Nwosu, this was his third set of five hurdles in 6 to 8 months today, and he put a hell of a race together, getting back on the podium after not racing at all and barely training this year. So hats off to him. You know, we had great performances everywhere. The women's DMR, Alex had a massive split on the end of the DMR, and, you know, there was a little accidental sabotage. The bell went a lap early, and she literally went to a dead stop and had to pick it back up and brought home the silver medal in DMR. That was awesome. You know, someone like a first-year Abby making her first Patriot League final, anchoring our relay to sixth place and having the fastest split of the day, lifetime best split for her. I mean, people stepped up in a big way. People stepped up in a really big way. Asia Hamilton, our triple threat, doing the long jump, triple jump, high jump, scoring in all three, getting, I think, 13 or 14 points for us. I'm really, really proud of the efforts this week, and I'm really proud of the direction that we're heading in. I say that still to say I didn't come here to be a runner-up team or a third-place team, but you know what? I came here to build a championship program with a championship staff, with championship young people, and we have that in the building. And I'm 100% confident with the results that we have, the personnel that we have. We are a championship program in the making, and we're right there on the cusp. We have the roster in-house. We get some people off injury reserve. I mean, we're right there, and potentially during this outdoor season, but definitely in the immediate future. And we got some phenomenal people, and I can't wait to keep this moving. And, you know, speaking of people, I can't not shout out, just like I did yesterday, the support that we had in the stands today from our alumni, from our parents, from our family members. You know, our friends and family are support us to the umpteenth degree, and I'm really thankful and appreciative of, you know, the support that we have from those folks. So I appreciate the faith that they put me, the faith that they put in our staff, and most importantly, the faith that they put in our program as a whole and our kids. And hey, let's just keep it moving, guys. Solid weekend and a really solid outlook ahead. Go BU.